Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 17-2. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with this little Jimi Hendrix bringing us back. Hope you check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Lots of stuff there that where you can read or listen to. You can ask questions. You got 5 seconds. You got 15 minutes. Anywhere in between on any topic under the small business sun, whether it's a challenge or an opportunity, you're frightened or excited or whatever is going on, I think we got something that you can use to your advantage. Diana Furchtgott-Roth is with us. She is a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute, a columnist for Real Clear Politics, also for The Examiner, also for City Journal. And that's Manhattan-Institute.org, right, Diana? And also City-Journal.org. I think those are the two of those websites, aren't they?
Yes. No, that's right.
Thank you for hanging out with us, folks. In an article Diana wrote recently, and Real Clear Politics, you wrote about, we talked in the previous segment about the number of government employee unions, and I asked the question, if they can't negotiate for pay, for their salaries, for their benefits, if they can't negotiate that because the Congress sets all that, every union has union representatives, right, Diana? They have people who represent a group of employees. Government unions have those union representatives. When they are, as a union representative, what are they representing? What do they do? What do they have the ability to change?
Well, they're representing workers. They talk about issues such as coffee breaks, telecommuting, worker management conditions, meetings, that kind of thing.
How long does that take?
There isn't really urgent work for them to do, but this is what they spend their time doing.
But as you pointed out in your column, and folks, this is what's preposterous. Part of what they do is negotiate for time for them to do this work that doesn't take much time.
That's exactly right. Yes. They spend a lot of time over that.
Explain that to us. Develop that for us.
What's really troubling is that the government is paying $137 million to union representatives at work. These are federal employees who represent unions and who don't have to spend time doing their work for their government agency. So you might have someone at the Labor Department who is being paid by the Labor Department but isn't doing any work for the Labor Department. Instead, they're doing union activity. So when President Bush came in at the Department of Labor in 2001, there were 8 people on the Department of Labor payroll who were doing no work for the Department of Labor. They were just working on union activities.
So these are people who were hired by the Department of Labor to work for the union, but they didn't have anything to do.
Well, they were hired by the Department of Labor to work for the Department of Labor, but then they were elected as a union representative by the government union. Or they were appointed by someone who was elected by the union. Therefore, they were designated as not doing any work for the Labor Department.
How do you get a job like that, Diana? That sounds kind of good. I mean, I think I'd like a job like that where I get paid a nice salary to do basically nothing.
You have to be really active in the union, and then you get elected as a union representative, and then you bargain with the Labor Department, with the folks at the Labor Department, for how many people are excused from work. And if you're lucky, you'll be one of them. So when President Bush came in, there were 8. When he left, there were 3. But the Labor Department didn't manage to get rid of them altogether.
Right. How many are there now?
I don't know, because I'm not in the department anymore.
But the thing is that there are lots of these folks, and you say it's that payroll for these people who are basically have nothing to do is $137 million. Why can't we cut that out of the budget? And if there's $137 million there, there's got to be other examples in the government where these things are going on, Diana.
That's exactly right. And Congressman Gingrich has actually suggested, from Georgia, has suggested cutting out this what's called official time. To make it even more amusing, it's called official time, even though they're not working on any official business.
There's nothing official.
The budget approved by the House Appropriations Committee for the Labor Department and the Department of Health and Human Services would cut out this, quote, official time, mm-hmm. unquote, as a saving. So it has definitely been proposed. And if you like the idea, you should contact Congressman Gingrich.
Right.
And
right.
Congressman Dennis Ross of Florida has proposed that official time be specified by the agencies, because right now the Office of Personnel Management issues the data in a report but is not required to do so, only under a directive from the President Bush's director of the Office of Personnel Management, KJ.
And so, if I understand correctly, we know what the total number is of cost that in taxpayer dollars for this, but we don't know. It's never been broken out so we can identify, you know, what's being effective and what's not being effective. Where the abuse is. It's hard to identify the abuse, isn't it?
Well, I think the whole thing is an abuse. What we have is a total number of hours. We have it broken down by agency. And in order to find out the number of workers full-time not working, you need to go to the collective bargaining agreements of the individual agencies, which are very difficult to find and which are not online.
In my opinion, we need to get rid of the government unions. But at least we need to get rid of this wasteful spending. Folks, this is the kind of stuff that just metastasizes throughout the government, and it's one of the reasons why we have deficit spending and $15 trillion in federal debt. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about jobs. Do you want more jobs? Well, they're out there. We just need to claim them. Tintel, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.